using your family limited partnership for income tax planning, not only to get a step up in basis at death, but also for purposes of, you know, if you intend to sell an appreciated asset while you're alive. And we're going to talk about a technique that I call just borrowing basis from other assets. And most of this stuff involves a sophisticated partnership tax. And when I first started doing this speech, I assumed way too much prior knowledge of partnership tax. Like I said, you know, we'll do a reverse 704C with a double split with a substantial economic effect. And a lot of people just said, Professor Hesch, that sounded wonderful. We haven't a clue as to what you were talking about. So what I passed this by my esteemed colleague who's sitting in the front row. Oh, hi, Maxine. And she said, Jerry, pretend you're teaching the fine arts majors basic income tax. So I'm not going to get into all of the stuff in my paper. Instead, what I did on the last night and on the plane ride is I revised my slide presentation to really use a number of very simple numerical examples and try not to use technical tax terms. For those of you who are familiar, someone said, there's two kinds of people, those who can read with the vowels and those who can read without the vowels. And I'm going to assume nobody can read without the vowels, so we'll just basically. So there's two things that are very, very relevant today.